Welcome back to the Sneaker Annex podcast with me, Danny, aka at Roastinho, and Dan, aka Dan underscore Squire on Instagram. Now then, my friend, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Absolutely buzzing for today's guest. I'm not going to say mad for it because I think that's just too obvious, but let's go with mad for it. But yeah, can't wait to get our guest on today.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable guest. To get someone like this on is absolutely amazing. So obviously, thank you in advance to him. And I know for yourself, with the Sneaker Annex story, really, there's quite an interesting history, isn't there, with Gary?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we've done plenty of the releases over the years. But before we actually started up the Annex videos, like the YouTube channel, me and Lance, rest in peace, we would watch the Argentina video. So I remember we'd we'd be stood around playing pool with one of our other friends, and we'd watch this Argentina video, and we were just like, wow, that's amazing. And kind of one of the many influences that inspired us to kick off doing the reviews, really. And then we obviously got to know Gary over the years and doing some little bits with Spezial, like the reviews of the releases and things like that. But to get him on a podcast and actually have him live talking about the product, I've never managed to do that yet. So I can't wait to get him on.
Yeah, brilliant. I mean, for me with Gary, I know he's worked on some amazing things in the past that I've been really interested in, like some bits like Bathing Ape and things like that, the Adidas collabs back in the day, which were a game changer and amazing. And I know he's done some really interesting things with products, getting products that the kind of celebrities wanted with Adidas. So like Liam and Noel Gallagher used to wear things that you hadn't seen for years with Adidas. I think it was Gary that was like finding those bits for them and sending those bits out to people, getting them back in people's eye, really.
Yeah. It's really interesting. Anyway, should we get Gary on?
Let's get him in.
Boom.
Okay, so with us today, Danny, a very special guest, you could say.
Oh my God.
I thought you'd be proud of that one. I'm sorry. But this man needs no introduction from us, really. You'll all know his name. You all know who he is. He is the designer and curator for Adidas Spezial, Gary Osborne. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for the invitation.
Well, thanks for coming on, Gary. Fantastic to have you on. As we had, obviously, we set up the podcast and everybody's been hammering us on Instagram, and the top name I get constantly is, are you getting Gary on? Is Gary coming on the podcast? Can we get Gary on, please, to talk Spezial? And so thank you for coming on. With the upcoming release of the spectacular, I mean, let's just get straight into it, the Manchester 89 Spezial.
Yeah.
Wow. Come on. Where? I guess what everyone wants to know is, how have you come about getting to this shoe at this point in time? What's the story?
The story was that the last Adidas Spezial collection, which we worked with in a collaboration for that collection, as everybody's very aware now. That collection launched in September. It was actually originally scheduled to launch to time with the Euros final in London. So that collection, it was all designed to launch in July, but with everything that's happened this year, it got put back. So we were kind of releasing July products in September. But so there was a collaboration with New Order, and we needed to decide on some footwear for that. And as I was involved in the design of the original Adidas Manchester, and as New Order are such icons in Manchester and have been so intrinsic to the regeneration of that city and the culture of that city through, you know, financing the Hacienda, Factory Records, etc., etc., I just thought it could be a great thing to do a Adidas Manchester New Order edition. And so I put that idea forward to Bernard Sumner, but Bernard Sumner had his own ideas about what he wanted to do with the footwear, because the Wilsey is his favourite shoe and he always wears white-based shoes. So they kind of politely declined the idea. But at that point, I'd kind of had my thinking cap on about where could you take the Manchester next, really. And so if we were going to revisit that shoe, it needed to take it somewhere new. Yeah. And the question is, how do you do something that's new and forward thinking without losing its original DNA and identity? And that's the challenge, and that's the sort of the balancing act that you have to strike with it, really.
Yeah, of course. And you were instrumental with that first Manchester, weren't you, back in 2002? You had a big hand in that very first one.
Well, yeah, and it was, again, it was such a different landscape back then. And there was a guy who worked on Originals footwear who was an American guy called Jay Nalback, who was based in the London office on a floor below where I was, where my office was. This was back when I was an Adidas employee. And I spoke to Jay and I sort of said, look, you know, the Adidas City Series was, you know, always had a really kind of strong following in Manchester, even though they were quite niche shoes. I mean, they weren't widely available, the original sort of City Series shoes. Yeah. And I said, you know, we've got the Commonwealth Games coming up in Manchester. Why don't we make a special Adidas Manchester? Because that city has never been given the acknowledgement for its connection to Adidas. And he said, yeah, it's an interesting idea. He said, the problem we've got is there's, you know, the time frame that it takes to sample and make new shoes, we're going to really struggle in the time frame that we've got. So we had to opt for a silhouette. And I don't know if you'll remember back then, but the very first City Series releases that came out of Adidas Originals were really, really inaccurate in their specifications. So there was none of those existing silhouettes that I would have considered doing a new City Series shoe on. And so I put forward the idea of using the silhouette of the Handball Spezial. Yeah. And then basically we were stood outside Jay's office and he gave us like a colour wheel. And me and Mike Shakuti stood there with his colour wheel and went through the colour wheel and basically chose those colours. And Mike's a Man United fan, but we also realise that Manchester's got, you know, two football clubs, yeah. and that we wanted in some way to try and acknowledge both within the colourway. And then we, you know, the finishing touch for those shoes really was the navy blue gum sole, and I think that just really makes the shoe. And that shoe was released. And it wasn't like nowadays where there were kind of queues or, you know, raffles or any of that kind of stuff. In fact, you know, you could, we only made a couple of hundred pairs of them and they didn't sell out immediately. But what happened was it was like the mythology of that shoe grew over time. And so by 2010, my friend Paul Fox, who was in charge of size at the time, basically said, I'm going to take what you did with that Manchester as a formula and do it for all the kind of key cities in the UK. So they did, you know, Birmingham and Cardiff and Glasgow and yeah. And you know, and that was taking what we did with the Manchester back in 2001-2002 and turning that into some kind of formula. And you know, within that they produced their own Manchester shoe in a different fabrication. The other thing I should say about the original Manchester shoe was because of the timelines we had to produce them within, there were no sample rounds. There was basically one sample, and I still own that sample, and it still has its sample tags on it. And it was basically, you know, we're going to push the button on these, and we're going to see what's going to happen. But, you know, it was a couple of hundred pairs, so, yeah. You know, we weren't overly worried about it. But, you know, we didn't have the sophistication that we've got nowadays in producing shoes. You know, I mean, the idea of doing a new Spezial shoe with one sample round just brightens the life out of me, even the thought of doing that now. But you know, we kind of pulled it off, and that colourway became quite, you know, an iconic colourway. And And then, you know, I just saw the way the prices went up on the Manchesters, and people were paying crazy, crazy money for them. And because we did the original shoe on one sample round, I felt that, you know, we could reevaluate that shoe and kind of redress it and maybe change a few points within it. And hence, you know, in 2016, under the Spezial banner, we did the GT Manchester SPZL. GT being a reference to Stockholm GT, you know, as with most things Spezial, I try to give nods to authentic stories within Adidas's history. So it was like, we use the GT, but GT is also, of course, an abbreviation for Greater Manchester. Yeah. And I just thought, you know, this shoe is actually greater than the original shoe. And it's also a nod to the name of that kind of area of the Northwest. So,
I didn't know that was a little, the GT Manchester. I should say, it's never connected in my head, that little thing. But yeah, now I look back, it's a good little touch.
Yeah, it's a little double kind of entendre, if you will. It was kind of, you know, I think I was out in Manchester one day and I saw something where I saw that abbreviation GT Manchester, and immediately GT makes me think of Stockholm GT, which is a shoe I love but don't actually have in my collection. And so I just, yeah, that was where the naming of that came from. And then Oi Polloi kind of got involved and did their take on the Manchester at that time, which was the Manchester MRN, the Marine, and released those not long after the GTs. And of course the GTs sold out immediately. And so those two kind of happened in 2016. And like I said, I hadn't really thought about Manchester since then, or revisiting Manchester since then. And so it was a conversation with New Order that prompted the idea of doing something new with it. And like I say, it was a real balancing act, because, you know, as we're all very aware, you know, Adidas have a habit of taking some of their iconic colorways and grafting them onto other silhouettes. And so that was the immediate question, is do we change the silhouette? But then it's kind of like, if you take it away from being a handball Spezial, is it a Manchester anymore? Mm-hmm. You know, because I remember a few years ago, there was an Adidas jeans they released in not the exact same colorway, but a very similar colorway. So if you put that colorway onto another shoe, does it then qualify as a Manchester? I don't know. I think that's questionable, really. Yeah, so then it was, do we keep the Manchester upper and see if we can put that onto a different tooling? So I sat down with Gary Watson, who works with me on a lot of the kind of, you know, art direction and graphic stuff that we do with Spezial. And we sat in front of a computer screen and drafted up a bunch of different ideas. So there was a Manchester 89, for example, that had the suspension plugs that you've got in the handball LXS. We also thought we put that upper together with various other toolings that are notorious toolings on gum sole shoes, so like the Bermuda tooling, and then we had versions. Do we try it on a brown gum? Do we stay with a navy gum? So there was about a dozen. We whittled it down to about a dozen ideas that I then took to Germany. The other thing as well was, you know, the parallel edged stripes. Now I know some people like a serrated edge stripe, as I do. Yeah. But it's those parallel edge stripes are so in keeping with the late 80s. And, you know, there's some of the lesser known City Series releases that were made in Austria, like the Paris, you know, that they used those edge stripes. So there's been a lot of kind of City related shoes being released, you know, through inline and through size exclusives. And so it's like, well, you know, how do you take the idea of a City Series somewhere new? So there was, you know, I've seen some of the comments about you know, when the leaked images went out. And it's kind of like, but, you know, it's always frustrating when you're not able to sort of put forward the rationale that went into this and the thought that went into it. And you know, and sometimes with design, it's not about what you add to things. It can be about what you don't add to things. And so, you know, the reflective that we used in the stripes and in the heel moustache, that was all about, you know, if you're talking about 89, well, that works on two levels. 89 is as clear cultural connotations for the city of Manchester. You know, at that time, without question, Manchester was the most directional city on the planet musically and creatively, you know, and there's nowhere that was happening in the way that Manchester was happening at that time. But as with all things Spezial, it has to, for me, in some way connect to Adidas's history, archive, heritage. And so, you know, that number 89 or that year is also a nod to the design features that are in the shoe, particularly the parallel edge stripes. And obviously, you know, using reflective in there is a little nod to what was going on around that time with the likes of Acid House and stuff. Yeah. But it's, you know, but they're just like subtle nods, really. And I think, you know, what's come out of with the shoe is something that, you know, it's like a homage to all its predecessors. You know, it's a homage to the Manchester Marine. It's a homage to the GT Manchester, you know, but it, to me, it's, we've done the job of creating a shoe that when you look at it, you immediately think of an Adidas Manchester, but actually it's quite different to any of its predecessors.
No, so, I completely agree. Obviously I've had my pair for a day now. I've got them out of the box and they've just sat on the box. I've just been looking at them and they're just, what a train. And like you said, like when the first got leaked, you get all the people hating and going, oh, but it's just lazy or whatever they might say about it. Oh, it's just a flip or whatever. But for us as collectors, and me and Dan have touched on this on podcast before, is the story behind it makes it much more of just the shoe, you know, and hearing your words and what's come about it, it brings it to life a little bit more, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, you know, modern trainer culture, a lot of people are really into sort of storytelling. And, you know, for me, I'm into product. But what I try to do, rather than kind of attaching stories to product, is I like to give the rationale and that went into the process of designing the product. And like I say, there's guardrails that I operate within, which is that, you know, everything I do, I try to make sure it's respectful of Adidas's history. And in order to be respectful of Adidas's history, you have to know about Adidas's history in the first place to do that. But that, you know, some people would say, well, that limits your kind of creativity. But for me, you know, the acid test of everything I do with Spezial is when I'm putting an idea forward to the team who work with me on it, it's like, would this shoe sit seamlessly in a catalogue from the 70s or 80s?
Yeah.
And if the answer to that question is yes, then I sleep well at night. Yeah. I know I've done what I set out to do, with the range, because you know there's a lot of stuff that's, you know, it's inspired by the past or whatever, and or certain reissues, and you look at them and you go, well, you know, that would never have happened in the era of Adidas design that I personally am in love with. And that's and that's what I try to bring to Spezial and to the range.
Yeah, keeping it up.
Obviously, we talked about like leaked images and things like that. You talked about the release date before, and obviously, the Spezial customer has a keen eye. And when you posted the autumn winter 20 footwear collection, obviously the Manchester was teased in the bottom corner Was that teased because it always was going to have a separate release date, or, you know, was that teased 2020?
I mean, we're very aware of the fact that the Adidas Manchester is an iconic shoe. And, you know, one of the challenges with Spezial is the fact that, you know, often we're having to release five shoes at one go and an apparel collection. And for your average guy, even if he loves Spezial, if he's going to go out and, you know, get himself a jacket, a sweatshirt, a pair of shorts, a couple of pairs of the trainers, it's almost like it's like that, you know, there's no bus for an hour and then three arrive all at once. Do you know what I mean? It's a lot of product.
Shopping twice a year then, don't they?
It's a lot of product to release at one go. And unfortunately, some of the products we've released in the past have been victims of that, because it's kind of like the guy almost strategically buys Spezial because it's like, well, I know they're likely to sell the quickest, and they're like, and them ones probably not. I do like them, but I'll take my chances on those ones and see if I can maybe get them further down the line. You know, the apparel seems to just sell out in like right away every season now. But it's with this one, we just knew that because of its kind of iconic status and the fact we had the New Order release happening as well, it was like, we've got to pull this one out and let it stand alone, because otherwise it's going to kind of clash and almost overshadow everything else that's going on. And, you know, like, we're going back and revisiting an icon, but it's an icon that we created. But with Spezial, you know, the ambition is always to keep creating new icons. Yeah. So, like, you know, last year when we released the Adidas Blackburn, that is now another iconic shoe and another iconic colourway. So it's, the ambition is not to just rest on our laurels of doing stuff that we've already done, unless we can bring something new to it. I mean, every season I get a couple of messages saying, "Are you doing Ardwick again?" And I kind of think, Do we really need to do an Ardwick again? It was kind of a moment in time. Do you know what I mean? And my thing is, you know, the ambition is to create new moments.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I completely agree with that. I do see for certain brands and certain silhouettes the need or want for a retro, but I think for Spezial certainly it's pushing it forward, and it's bringing new. I mean, one of my favourites this year was the Loverton, for instance. I love the Lovertons.
But the Lotherton in many ways was a response to the amount of messages I get saying, "Are you going to do Ardwick again?" Because it's kind of like, well, rather than do an Ardwick again, let's see if we can take that kind of design language somewhere new. And that's essentially what we did. And the Lotherton again, you know, like the Blackburn, to me, it's a new icon.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's my point about Spezial, about moving it forward and not just. You know that you could just release another 2,000 pairs of Ardwicks and just sell out instantly, but that's not the point, is it?
No, it's not the point. There's got to be a reason for it to happen. Do you know what I mean? Maybe it was like a 10th anniversary or something like that. But you know, like say, you know, Adidas, other parts of the Adidas business will see those colourways and go, "Oh, hang on a minute, we can take that colourway and put it onto another silhouette." And, you know, which kind of, for me, defeats the object of what those shoes are about and what, you know, what's the rationale that sits behind them. But at the same time, you know, it's like live and let live. If that's what other people want to do, and you know, and I understand it's a business and they want to commercialize things that work. So
just and talking about like the growth of Spezial, obviously, especially in the north of England where me and Danny are, you know, there's so much Adidas heritage, like deep-rooted heritage. How have you seen Spezial grow outside of even the UK and like in the States and things like that over the last couple of years?
Well, to be honest with you, most people in the States who buy Spezial seem to be like expats from the north of England or wherever. But no, the thing with Spezial was that when Spezial first came into being, Adidas were doing a lot of collaborations that were working really well in places like Asia and America. So, you know, things like the Jeremy Scott collaboration or the opening ceremony collaboration. But, you know, as you guys are very aware, you know, the customer who loves Adidas in the UK, you know, I'm sure there's people who are excited about the fact that Little Wayne wore a pair of kind of Jeremy Scott high tops that have got teddy bears all over them and whatever. But that doesn't really cut it. No. For that hardcore Adidas audience that we've got here, who are much more well-versed in the history of Adidas, I think, than most other countries. You know, obviously there's places like Germany that, you know, where it's just, it's in their blood. But, you know, it's like this country, the cultural associations with Adidas and the knowledge about Adidas, you know, the highest concentration of Adidas collectors in the world is in the UK. Without question. So Spezial was a response really to the fact that some of these collaborations that were doing really well in places like Asia and America weren't really setting the world on fire here in the UK. And so the senior people in the UK came to me and said, you know, what would you do? And I said, well, give me a few days and I'll come back to you with a proposal. And I put together a proposal and it was called Substance with a Z on the end, which was a sort of a nod to, you know, I wanted to do something that was about the very substance of Adidas, you know, something that was substantial, but it's also, of course, a nod to New Order's greatest hits. But it was, but the word substance didn't get, it wouldn't clear legally. And so I had to come up with another name, which was Spezial. And I wanted a German word that was easily understandable in English, because the old philosophy about Spezial was about this cross-pollination, this relationship between what was a very conservative, functional German sportswear brand and these very kind of colourful British subcultures. And so I put this idea forward and they said, well, you know, we'll give it a two-season deal and let's see how it goes. And you know, the rest is kind of history, really. We launched it in Manchester with the exhibition, which was part of the Design Manchester Festival. And, you know, we worked with Oi Polloi on the Ardwicks, which launched on the first day of that exhibition. And, you know, immediately you had queues around the blocks outside all the stockists. And it was like, oh, what's this? Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's definitely contributed to a change in the landscape, for better or for worse. You know, I mean, the amount of people that have come to me over the years, you know, young guys who've come up to me and said, you know, I came to that exhibition and then I started collecting Adidas trainers. And, you know, and those exhibitions and, you know, the collectors who were kind enough to support those exhibitions, because those exhibitions weren't just my shoes, you know, there's people like, you know, Bobby McCartan and Robert Brooks and Pete Lawton and these guys who you know, who'll sit up late at night on kind of, you know, scouring eBay trying to find these shoes, you know, the support of that kind of community and bringing that community together. And those exhibitions, I think, really gave a focal point for Adidas collectors to actually meet and talk. And I think that really, you know, it began a whole new chapter of Adidas, really. You know, the prices of vintage products went up. But then, you know, there's been I've seen a shift in the last couple of years where, you know, some people are more interested in getting a 2008 reissue than they are in, you know, paying money for a vintage product. But, you know, because they might find a 2008 reissue is easier to wear, because, you know, a lot of my vintage shoes, the soles on them are so hard, you wouldn't, you know, you're not really going to put them on. But, you know, the vintage Adidas collectors, it's like, it's a breed apart. It's not, they're not sneakerheads. It's two very, very different things. And the people that collect vintage Adidas, they're almost like wine connoisseurs or something, you know, because you know, there might be a really rare pair of vintage Adidas shoes that comes out, but there's, you know, a lot of people, it kind of goes over their heads. There's that handful of people who are really into collecting vintage Adidas who will pay whatever they have to pay to get those shoes. And, you know, and I know I work inside Adidas and I create products for Adidas, but I still have that thing where I get bitten, you know. It's like I bought a pair of waterproof from a guy in Russia recently, you know, and I've wanted a pair of Adidas waterproof, an authentic OG pair for a long time, you know, and it's a shoe that we did with Inspecial, but, you know, they came and they're kind of worn and there's no shoe box and they're not my size. And I do look at myself in the mirror and I go, why did I buy these? Because now I'm going to take them up to my lockup and they're going to go in the lockup and I'll probably not see them again for another few years until maybe there's another Adidas exhibition. But it's that thing of, you know, I don't know, I still have that bug, I still have that excitement, I still get that jolt, that impulse. It's like, yeah, I've got to get them,
you know? The pulse goes, doesn't it? And you're like, yes,
it never leaves you. If you have that thing, it never leaves you. And people who don't have that thing don't really understand it.
As
I'm sure a lot of the wives and girlfriends of a lot of your listeners will attest. Wives,
girlfriends or friends just in general. Me and Dan touched on it, like, it's what sets people who collect trainers. It sets you apart a little bit. Like, my friend's always like, why do you need another pair of trainers? Well, I don't need a pair, but it's just like, I've got to kind of try and get the next, not the next thing, but it's something that's on my list. Or I've got like a list of things that I've still yet to pick up. It just gives that buzz. It's that injection. It's that drug that, you know, gives you the high, isn't it? So, just on that, when you were talking about the waterproof and the exhibitions, one question I get constantly in my DMs is, will there be another Spezial exhibition at some point? Obviously, coronavirus has put a stop to anything at the minute, but would we maybe...
Well, I'll tell you something now, and I've never told anybody this because I just didn't want all the kind of headache. We were hoping to do another one this year, and then this year happened. and so, you know, we were kind of tentatively in discussions about doing a follow-up because Blackburn was such a big success, and it's such a great thing to be able to bring that community together, and Adidas themselves see that now. So you know, there were early discussions about doing another one this year, and then this year happened, and at the moment, you know, there's Adidas aren't doing any experiential events because of the situation that's going on in the world. But that's not to say there won't be one in the future, you know, and I really hope there is, because it's a thrill doing it, you know, and it's a thrill seeing people's reactions to it. And also, you know, like the thing we did in Blackburn, it just worked on so many different levels, you know, and the fact it was, you know, it was putting something back into the community. The fact that it was educational, the fact that it, you know, like, just so, on so many different levels, it worked really, really well. So, fingers crossed that another one happens in the future, you know. I mean, first of all, I want to kind of be able to get back to Ewood Park and be able to go and watch some of my favourite bands, because, you know, it's like, I think we're all sick of this situation, but... You know, we've just got to do what we've got to do until we come out the other side of it.
Just on the situation then, one of the things I was interested in, how easy has it been to manage the product and like manage these releases through this year? Has it been quite easy with things like Zoom and Skype, or has it made it more difficult?
Well it's difficult when you design a range and it's due to come out in July, so it's going to come out in high summer. And so you do, you know, like one of the things that bummed me out this year, if I'm honest, was, you know, the Alderley. I loved that shoe. I think that was a really great shoe, but it's a high summer shoe. And it got released in September as a consequence of all this, you know. And so I think that shoe kind of was bit overlooked as a consequence of that. But on the whole, you know, I mean, we had the first Spezial drop, you know, we managed to get that put back, which helped a lot of people out, because a lot of people, when it was originally scheduled to be launching, weren't, you know, they weren't furloughed at that point and didn't have the money to buy it. And so, you know, Adidas kind of took that into consideration and pushed it back. And, you know, unfortunately, some of the retailers in other parts of the world weren't respectful of it being pushed back, and stuff was going on sale early. But, you know, it's been a chaotic year, and the spring summer collection, you know, I mean, it sold incredibly well. But then pushing that back, we, you know, the autumn winter collection this year, because of the Euros, we kind of pulled that forward to be launching in July. Yeah. But that the knock on was that that had to then get pushed back into September. And so, you know, I had the sort of smart ass comments about, oh, releasing slides in September. And it's like, well, you know, I've got a pair of slides on right now as I'm speaking to you, you know, because I wear them around the house. You know, I wear slides all year round. But I mean, I took the point, but it's like, oh, come on, get over it. And
Liam wore his orderlies on the River Thames only the other day, didn't he? So you can't wear them in November.
Yeah, he's put a message up today. Have you seen his message about the Manchester?
Yes, I've seen it already. So it's just going to, I mean, as if the queues, however the release is going to happen next week at retailers, as if it wasn't going to be chaotic enough already. And then Mr. Gallagher goes and puts his post up on Instagram wearing a pair of Manchester 89s. And
yeah, well, you know, I'm just pleased he really likes them. And then, you know, like, but it was like, oh, that's nice. Do you know what I mean? And yeah, I mean, it's he's always supported Spezial. You know, it's always nice when you see him performing live and you see the Mod Trefoil there on stage with his MCFC. You know, it's like, yeah, you know, but yeah, I'm really pleased that he likes the shoes. I thought they, you know, they look quite good on him.
Yeah. And do you still get a buzz? Like, obviously, you go into the football and stuff. You've always said you took a lot of inspiration from the terraces in like the late 80s and stuff like that. Do you get a different buzz now seeing your product on people, like when you go to those environments, things like that?
Well, that's one of the things that I love about Spezial versus what I see happening in the wider, inverted commas, sneaker culture. You know, it's like, you know, the shoes are there to be enjoyed. Yeah, I get the thing about collecting, and I get the thing about, you know, but at the same time, I like the idea of the fact that people actually buy Spezial and put them on and interact with the product. Yeah. You know, and for me, you know, I come from an era where it was, you were always trying to get that pair of shoes that, you know, in a rare colourway that other people didn't have. It wasn't just like there's like six must-have hype shoes, full stop, you know, and it's all about what their commercial resale value is. You know, when I go to football and I see people actually wearing the stuff, you know, I remember a couple of seasons ago, the Livesey jacket, the peppermint Livesey jacket, there was a, we were playing Bristol City at Ewood, and there's a guy there in the peppermint jacket giving us a V's, you know, and but it put a smile on my face, because he saw, you know, you looked at this like mass of football fans, and then you just saw this kind of peppermint jacket in amongst it all, and then this guy seemed to be quite vocal and was kind of and interestingly enough, the next day he put a thing on Instagram. Because I think they beat us that day, if I remember rightly. He put a thing up on Instagram, and I ended up kind of giving him a follow back. Do you know what I mean? But it was kind of entertaining, because me and my gang of mates who go to watch the game, we were all sat there and go, look, he's at it again. You know, because he was kind of clearly probably had a few too many and was having a good day out, but spent most of the game giving V's to Blackburn fans. But yeah, I love the fact that people wear it and interact with it. And it's, you know, it's great when I see complete strangers when I go to football wearing the stuff. It's great. I mean, it's a highest compliment. I mean, you know, it's really nice when you get a personalised message from someone like Liam Gallagher, but at the same time, it's also about those guys who go and, you know, work some job all week where they, you know, break their backs and then at the weekend kind of go out and get dressed up and put, you know, put their favourite trainers on and go to the game. And, you know, it's those people that ultimately carry what we do and keep it alive.
Yeah, it must be such a buzz to see. I can only imagine what it must be like to see people. I mean, we've said it before. You walk down the street and you know who's into trainers. Just you can look at the footwear, and you can give them that little nod or that little kind of, yeah, I know that you're into it kind of thing. But to actually be part of that process,
it's a form of communication. Isn't it? How you dress is a form of communication. Absolutely. You're communicating to people what type of person you are and what you're about.
Yeah. Right. Well, Gary, I think I could probably talk to you for about the next 3 hours about Adidas Special, but I know that you're moving house today, aren't you?
Yeah. It's been quite a busy few days.
So thank you.
We'll let you crack on.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and thanks a million for the invitation. And it's always interesting when you guys put your reviews up. I think it's, you know, because at the end of the day, I can put my posts up and I can talk about, you know, why we made certain decisions and design decisions. But it's always good to hear what a third party makes of the work we do. And also to see some of the comments that come back from the people that follow you, you know. I mean, the thing with the Manchester is, you know, when I've got to say this, you know, when the images originally leaked and there was all this kind of opinion and, you know, some people like try and get in on the, you know, I want to be first to join in the backlash.
Yeah.
But there's only ever a backlash when it's a shoe that really matters.
True.
And so when I see that stuff, I go, we've done something right.
Yeah. If it's causing a stir, you've done your job.
Exactly. And, you know, and because I kind of think, well, you know, if it's something you're not bothered about, you just have a look and it's not for me and move on. But if it's something you feel you need to go online and express this kind of, you know, get so kind of animated and activated and have such a kind of heated opinions about, then it tells me we're doing something right. Perfect. So thanks for the support and thanks for the invitation to come on. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Cheers, Gary.
Thank you.
Cheers, lads. See you in a bit.
Once again, Gary, thank you very much for joining us on the podcast. Dan, what have we got to say?
Yeah, that was amazing. Could have talked for hours again, like many of our guests, but some of his some of the things he was talking about were so interesting. You know,
yeah, I mean, some of the insights again. I you know, I think it's no secret I love the Spezial line, and I do talk to Gary about other bits and bats and around the releases. But there was some nuggets of information in there that I just like the name change. I never realized it was a different name to begin with, and that didn't pass before. And then they settled on Spezial. It seems bizarre looking at it now that it could be called something else. Do you not think?
Yeah, you would never know any different, I suppose, would we? But
I suppose,
really interesting to hear that, like, straight from, obviously, the man himself. And just the way he talks about the details on the shoe, and you can tell it's, you know, it's such a passion project for him as well.
Yeah, absolute labour of love. And what I love is when he goes into all the details and he tells you everything about it, it brings the shoe even more alive, do you know? It was going to be hyped even if you didn't know those elements about the shoe. People are going to go for it because it's a Manchester 89. They would have gone for it anyway. But knowing those details, and that's what sets us apart of as into trainers or sneakerheads or collectors or whatever you want to put it. That's kind of those elements are what you want to know, isn't it? That's what sets us apart from just the regular guy needing to go into JD and pick up a pair of shoes. So.
Yeah, brilliant. And so obviously, thanks again, Gary, for coming on. Obviously, this episode is not out on a Wednesday, which is a first for us. But,
yeah,
you know, we will be back on Wednesday, won't we? With
Yeah, obviously, we just had the opportunity to get Gary on for a one-off special. Did you say special at any point? Oh, I think you did say special with Gary, didn't you?
Yeah, I threw the joke in, you know.
Of course you threw the joke in. But we had to get we had the opportunity to get him on. It was just we just had to get him in. So yeah, there will be our regular Wednesday slot. Keep an eye out on Instagram, on the Sneak Onyx Instagram. Me and Dan will pose a question or do something to stimulate some conversation for Wednesday. And then we've got another epic guest on for the Wednesday afterwards, just before Christmas. So yeah, plenty of content still to come on the podcast. Right. Are we say bye, Dan, this week, or are we just going to...
Yeah, I'll say bye. Goodbye.
So, are you saying it? He's saying bye. Unbelievable, he said it.